Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
I've been lied to, you've been lied. Everybody who's having a listen at the moment would have been lied to at some stage.
Yes, yes. I've been lied to by a tenant.
Have you?
Yeah, a while
ago. Which house was that?
Six or seven houses. Look, I only ever had one holiday house, which was actually left to me from my beautiful mother in a will. So there you go. There's the story behind that holiday house.
Good. Okay. Now, the other thing is that I had a look yesterday because I was on the net a little bit bored. I just wanted to know because we all get lied to at some stage and we'd like to be better masters of our own destiny, i.e. that we'd like to know if someone's lying
to us. Yeah, I'd like to catch them out.
That's it.
Yes, for sure.
So, the top five that I come up with that I put together because that's how clever I am these days.
When you know someone's lying to you. Okay, what are they?
Speaking in sentence fragments. That makes sense, you know, like, you know, not telling you the full story straight away.
Something that I do on air daily.
Yeah, well, we need to talk about that, actually. Your little fragment.
Yeah. No, move on.
Number four would be to fail to provide specific details when a story is challenged. In other words, if you tell me something, I'll go, nah, seriously, no. Then it's a bit like this.
Right, I mean, so I fluff things around. I'm not,
That's right, you're a fluffy duck.
I'm not saying it with conviction.
That's
is
it.
What you, yeah, that's
so
another.
So they're the two that would be fairly obvious, I would think. Number three on this list would be repeating questions before answering them.
Oh, wow.
So if you say to me, gee, I tell you what, I saw you yesterday, you'd go, well, so you saw me, did you? Yeah,
yes.
So I reckon you're at some bloke's place. And you go, what, so you reckon I was at some bloke's place?
Right.
Which would never happen, by the way.
No.
So that would be three, right?
Well, you never know.
Full moon, anyway, number two.
Anyway, yes, come on.
Being vague. Offering few details.
I'm vague all the time. Yeah. I sound like a big fat liar.
You're not fat. The thing is, if any of this resonates with you, give us a call 13 27 10, or you may add to this list of people who lie to you. The number one, which is something that I reckon is spot on, you know when someone is lying to you, they either play with their hair or press their fingers to their lips.
Oh, right. Like Dr. Evil.
Yeah. Dr. Evil. Playing with their hair or pressing fingers to their lips.
That's an interesting one.
I don't know how that goes with a ball bloke, but anyway.
He'd be playing with his eyebrows or his nose hair. No, seriously, if you have been lied to and you didn't realise until ages after, we'd like to hear from you as well. 13 27 10. I've got some interesting stats too, further to what we were discussing on liars, Cogs, and I will reveal it next.
We will. You will. Don't lie to us, though. We're talking about lying.
Yes, we are, because Congo's had a few people lie to him recently, he's just decided that he wants to be able to suss it out and prevent them from lying, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
When I lie, and we all do it, let's face it, even if it's a little white jobby.
Okay, all right. Okay, tiny little white lies and that's it for
me.
Nothing
ever
big. Nothing ever big. I'm totally against liars.
Sure.
Unless you're in a situation that you need to get out of quickly.
So we threw it out there, you know, in regards to, you know, when people do lie, what do you look for? And obviously playing with your hair was number one, and or pressing your fingers to your lips or being vague and everything else. But our callers are the ones that know, and we were just asking the question. Would I lie to you? Let's go to Lauren.
Oh, next we'll have Annie Lennox on as well.
Lauren, what do you look for? If someone lies to you, how do you know?
Look, when they won't look you straight in the eye, that's normally number one.
Yeah, that would be it.
They go red in the face. They avoid you for other things. I know you can. I just get a feeling when somebody's lying to me, and 9 times out of 10, if I'm feeling a bit, I'll call them out on it.
Oh,
wow.
Is that like a gut feeling, Lauren?
Yeah, it is. I get a really strong gut feeling when somebody's lying to me, and I'll go, are you actually lying to me right now? Because if you are, you're putting yourself in a lot more trouble than what you want to be.
See, Lauren, that's what we all should do.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good on you, Lauren.
Let's go
to
Marty.
Confront it like that. Hey, Marty, what about you?
Morning.
Morning. You wouldn't be a liar, Marty.
No, I can't. It's just not in me because, I've had people in the past that, you know, they say things and blah, 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 and then further down the track and you go, hang on a minute, you know, oh, you said such and such last time and you know. So you're going to get caught out.
Yeah, and, eventually. You know, yeah.
I just don't see the benefit of lying. I just don't. Yeah, I just can't.
I agree with you, Marty. I don't like to do it. But what about little tiny white lies? Have you ever told a little white lie?
To protect my kids from something. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, yeah, you know, they're talking about things that you go, oh, you shouldn't be, you know the right information until, you know, another 5 years down the track.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But no.
Well, that's good, mate. You lie straight in bed. I like that. Okay. Thanks, Marty. Let's go to Tanya's out at Heathcote. What are you thinking, Tanya? How do you know if someone's telling you porky pies?
One is they get defensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, righto.
In what they're saying. The other thing is I've noticed is that they twiddle, like they play with their hands and you can see them concentrating. Mm.
So they don't fall over their own feet, in other words, their own story.
Exactly. And then they're just trying to work out a story which they will have to try and remember themselves.
Yes. It takes a lot of work to lie like that.
Yeah.
Some people are really good at it. Obviously, you know, there's skills and that would be one, I would think.
Oh, I'm crap at lying. It's like, if I tell a lie, everyone will know because I start smirking and giggling.
And Tanya, when people lie to you and you get that feeling that they are lying to you because they are twiddling their thumbs or they're taking a while to get to the point, do you call them out?
Well, no, I let them go on with their little story. I'll do my own research.
Yep.
I'll fuck them out and then I'll approach them and go, by the way, you know how you said you were here, but weren't you really here?
Mm.
That's what I found out.
Yeah,
so
wow.
So you get your proof. You line up your ducks and then go, whoa. Yeah, good on you. Good on you, Tanya. Thanks for sharing that with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Tanya. I had an uncle that... did you have another?
Oh, I just wanted to say, Cogs, that according to scienceforpeople.com, extroverts apparently tell more lies than introverts, and at least 82% of lies go undetected.
Mm, well, I had an uncle that, I still got an uncle, I should say. He's still with us. He wouldn't be listening. He doesn't live in another state, so I can tell this story. He had a resume where he had something like 34 years of experience and all these jobs and that. The only trouble was he was 37 himself.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.